He has covered the NFL since 1999, and he is in his 11th season covering the Broncos. He writes and analyzes for DenverBroncos.com and contributes to 850 KOA Radio. He has written for The Sporting News, CBSSports.com, and The New York Times, and recently wrote a book titled Tales from the Broncos Sideline. He's got the entire 53-man roster from the 98 Super Bowl team tattooed on his back. His name is Andrew Mason, and it is time to face the mace.
Hi, everybody. I'm Connor McGahey, and welcome to Face the Mace, the Broncos trivia game show that pits a fan from outside Colorado on Skype versus the master of Broncos knowledge himself, Mr. Andrew Mason. He'll be in the isolation booth to my right, and he'll have to go up against the fan, and whoever gets the best out of 10 will be today's winner. Let's meet our contestant from outside the boundaries of the great state of Colorado. Well, our contestant today is from Wichita, Kansas. He comes to us via FaceTime. This is Jason Ault, who I think it says here is in a band with Sam Delete and Josh Control. Together they're Control Alt Delete. Is that incorrect? Did I make that up?
Yeah, that was a nice catch. Nice creation there. I like that.
Okay, all right. Bad information on our part. But it does also say here you've been a Broncos fan since you were 5 years old. Won a big sports trivia tournament four times on a sports radio show there in Wichita. Says the Broncos is his favorite team of all sports, and he's particularly strong in Broncos trivia. We've heard that before. Sounds like some stiff competition, Mace, who is back in the isolation booth. You cannot see him. He's over my right shoulder. He's got soundproof headphones on. If I had to guess, he's probably listening to Alan Roach read the encyclopedia from top to bottom. So we'll see if that's correct a little bit later on. All right. I know, exactly. All right, you have to do the best of 10 questions, all right? And then you go up against him to see how he can do. Are you ready?
I'm good.
All right. Time to face the mace. This Broncos quarterback went on to become a receiver for the Miami Dolphins from 1972 to 1974.
Marlon Briscoe.
Correct. Alfonso Carriker was a defensive end who played for the Broncos in 1989 and 1991. Please spell his first and last name.
A-L-F-O-N-S-O-C-A-R-I-C-K-E-R.
Incorrect. What college did Bubba Caldwell attend?
I don't know.
University of Florida. Okay. Who were the three active quarterbacks on the 1992 Broncos roster?
Well, of course, John Elway, Tommy Maddox, and I can't remember.
You're looking for Sean Moore.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I knew that.
What head coach preceded Dan Reeves for the Broncos?
Red Miller.
Correct, from 1977 to 1980. Where was the site of the Denver Broncos' second consecutive Super Bowl victory in Super Bowl 33?
Miami, Florida.
Correct.
Yeah.
Who is listed second in franchise history with 6,323 yards rushing, trailing only Terrell Davis?
Floyd Little.
Correct. This running back had over 1,000 yards rushing and 7 rushing touchdowns for the 1989 Broncos.
I saw him in the very first game I ever went to, November 12, 1989. That would be Bobby Humphrey.
How about that? Also correct. Who led the 1977 Broncos with 489 yards rushing and 4 touchdowns?
Otis Armstrong?
Correct. Who led the 1996 Broncos in interceptions?
Tyrone Braxton?
Correct. He had 9. Also tied him for the league lead. Well, Jason, you got 7 correct out of 10. That's pretty darn good. See if 7 can beat the man in the isolation booth, Mr. Andrew Mason, coming up. Well, welcome back, Andrew Mason. That very comfortable-looking gentleman over your left shoulder is Jason Ault from Wichita, Kansas. And what did you just say about him?
Yeah, you know, he's right from the heart of Chiefs country. It's good to see a Broncos fan behind enemy lines like that.
He also said it looks like he knows his stuff. Well, let's find out how much you know your stuff. You all know the answer to that, I think. But we're going to test you anyhow. All right, ready? This Broncos quarterback went on to become a receiver for the Miami Dolphins from 1972 to 1974.
Marlon Briscoe.
Correct. Alfonso Carriker was a defensive end who played for the Broncos in 1989 and 1991. Please spell his first and last name.
Alfonso, capital A-L-P-H-O-N-S-O. Carriker, capital C-A-R-R-E-K-E-R.
Correct. What college did Bubba Caldwell attend?
Florida.
Who were the three active quarterbacks on the 1992 Broncos roster?
They would be John Elway, Tommy Maxx, and Sean Moore.
Correct. What head coach preceded Dan Reeves for the Broncos?
That would be Red Miller.
From 1977 to 1980. Where was the site of the Denver Broncos' second consecutive Super Bowl victory in Super Bowl 33?
It would be what is now known as Sun Life Stadium in Miami Gardens, Florida. Then pro player.
Correct. Who is listed second in franchise history with 6,323 yards rushing, trailing only Terrell Davis?
Second in franchise rushing. Floyd Little.
Correct. This running back had over 1,000 yards rushing and 7 rushing touchdowns for the 1989 Broncos.
Bobby Humphrey.
Correct. Who led the 1977 Broncos with 489 yards rushing and 4 touchdowns?
Ooh, it was running back by committee that year. Could be one of about 3 guys. John Keyworth?
It was Otis Armstrong. Who led the 1996 Broncos in interceptions?
Ooh. Tyrone Braxton.
Correct. He had 9, which also tied him for the league lead. And speaking of 9, you got 9 correct. Nobody beat the Mace this time. Although, Jason, he did all right. He did all right with 7. Beat him by 2. So good job, Jason, as well. Thanks for playing. And we have still yet to find somebody who could face and beat the Mace. You think you can do it? Visit DenverBroncos.com/facethemace.